Mark and Jane with T-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. A couple things, well, one of the things that really does concern me is there's a lot of people who talk about, we're in end times, so the world is going downhill. No, I think, the more I've studied, I think the idea of end times started post-Christ, as opposed to the beginning times pre-Christ's incarnation. And so we've been in the end times for 2,000 years. And this things are getting worse. Well, no. I mean, you can find horrible things happening throughout history. The only difference we have now is more technology, so we can do things in, we know about it. You know, how many people know about so many major events that may have occurred years ago? We have access to that information, but just like the idea that people know about Hitler and during that realm, but not as many about Stalin, not as many about Mao, or even what happened in India. So we have greater technology, we shout louder. But I have grown to be a firm subscriber to devolution. We're stupider. One of the things that concerns me, the point of that, is that I've been trying to exercise the ability to interact with people, doing dialogues. And, small group of people that I had some dialogue with that, the issue was, and it's just amazing to me. I have become a defender of Muslims, which is really strange for somebody who subscribes to the Lord Jesus Christ, because I look at them as human beings created in the image of God, and some of those people that subscribe to Islam today will be my brothers in Christ tomorrow. That's so very clear. And it's also very clear the Lord does not call us to insult people, to belittle them, to persecute them, but to love them. And the flack I get on that is just absolutely amazing. And one of the things that I find important about that, I get worse from the institutional church, specifically people that you would know. I can go through the same list of names that you already know. But these things concern me. And one of the things I think I've found is it's so easy to respond in rage or anger at somebody, but I would suggest the maturing that's happened in me is the ability to respond in love, to look at somebody who is insulting me and doing things that just simply trying to inflame and whatnot, respond with, no, I'm sorry, I'm a follower of Christ. Christ commands me to love. And also to contend wisely for the truth. And this has been fascinating to me. So I would like to prepare my kids for that, because I do think, we're getting to a generation that everything is done for them, and they will be minions. I would like at least one of my kids, at least one, to say, I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am going to follow him intensely. Thus far, when I ask my own kids, does anybody? No one's willing to come to the table. Of course, my wife doesn't either. Jim Cross doesn't. And, anyway. But I'm trying to push that with others, and I'm trying to figure out how to push that with my own family, especially my kids. So you have a reference. I got a large chunk of change. There is processing time happening to get it from one place to another. So I got a large chunk of change, and I will be sending you 3 months' worth of payments beginning of the week. I'm guessing beginning of the week, because I'm getting a paper check tomorrow that's going to take time. I just wanted you to know that's coming. Life is very hard. When you try to act in love, the response is hate. I see that in the dialogues I have with people. And unfortunately, I see it with my wife. Dorothy Jane, I am intensely in love with you.